Well, now here I go, seeing every little stop or something as a chance to do more of this, I guess. But I guess it helps, like that woman I picked up last night who was a therapist who then was like, hey, like I believe in the system, I believe it works, so I actually have a therapist. Actually, most therapists I know have a therapist themselves, which makes a lot of sense. What really got me though, because I explained to her that I felt with most things in my life, I'm smart enough to figure it out on my own, or it may take some time, but at least I figure it out somehow. She's like, well, yeah, I have no doubt that you're smart enough to do so, but I mean, that's just like saying, okay, a doctor is smart enough and skilled enough to perform surgery, but that doesn't mean that they're going to perform surgery on themselves. And by God, did I never think of that, which is a great analogy to just buckling down and getting a damn therapist. But since I can't do that right now, I guess I'll just be my own therapist and talk to myself. Because that's what sane people do, I guess. But in any case, I do find these little things at least somewhat therapeutic, so, whatever. And as I am in some weird ass traffic on 35 by Illinois and 12th at 10:47. The hell's going on? Yeah, I'm what was I gonna talk about actually? Oh, the quality of life. So a thought came across my mind. What if these things get released to the public? What if, other than the specific people that I show this to, for sake of, because I need to show someone, what would they say? Like, kind of like in Sleepless in Seattle when they find out about his whole deal. It's like, oh, well, what are you gonna do now? Like, how are you gonna? So, the natural first thought to, in my mind, that someone would ask me about this situation of mine is, would I let her know? No. No, I wouldn't. I would not try to immediately, like, if there was an option for me to go all in and say, hey, look, this is, if you do this, there's a chance that she will come back into your life. I wouldn't do it. And the reason why is because while I do have a changed view on life, I am different than I was back then. There are countless many things that I see differently, how I act, how I am, my position in life. It's not where I would like it to be to share with her. I want her to come back into my life when I have a place of my own, that when we go out and her being her, well, the old her would be like, hey, I just want to spend time with you. I want to give her that. I want to be able to give her the ability for us to go out, have drinks, have a nice dinner, go out dancing, have a fun time, and not have to be like in the car or trying to stow away in her room or at my parents' house in the living room or something, but to actually come home, my home, and feel safe and secure in the fact that it's just us and the love between us, and that's it. That we don't have to worry about her parents, my parents, my brothers, her family, whatever. It's just us doing whatever it is that we want to do. So, yeah, just as Jacob always says, I could have easily answered that question a lot simpler than, and a lot shorter, quicker than the way I do. But I always answer things in stories, don't I? Yeah. So, quick answer is no, I wouldn't, because the quality of my life is not up to par. It's not good enough for her. She needs more. She deserves more. And you know what? I need to get off my fucking ass and actually do it.